KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Girls State softball tournament play continued yesterday with the rest of the first round. In Class 3A, Clark beat East Marshall 6-3, New Hampton a 4-3 winner over Mid Prairie. In Class 4A first round action, too much Dallas Center Grimes for Denison as the Phillies win 7-0 over Denison. Indianola beat Winterset 4-2, Carlisle over Waverly Shellrock 3-1, Washington beat Solon 6-1. In Class 5A first round play, Ankeny dumping Cedar Rapids Prairie 8-1, Dowling Catholic over Dubuque Senior 12-4, Johnston blanking West Des Moines Valley 10-0, and Ottumwa beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson by a 2-0 final. Those winners all move on to the semifinals. Well, today, lots of consolation round action at the tourney. In Class 1A, Janesville will play Linville Sully, and Remsen St. Mary's plays Martinsdale St. Mary's. In 2A, Iowa City Regina faces Jessup, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund plays Lawton Bronson. In 3A, Esterville Lincoln Central plays Monticello, and East Marshall will play Mid Prairie. All those games getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning up in Fort Dodge. In first round Class 4A, consolation round play, Denison will play Winterset, and Waverly Shellrock faces Solon. Also in 5A, Cedar Rapids Prairie plays Dubuque Senior, and West Des Moines Valley will face Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Those 4A and 5A games underway at noon. The second round of consolation play will continue later on this afternoon. Well, boys' state baseball pairings are starting to shore up as sub-state finals are being held. Last night in Class 2A, Kemper Catholic qualified for its fourth straight trip to the state tourney, posting a 10-3 win over St. Albert. In Class 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's defeated Underwood 11-5 and Woodbury Central downed Coon Rapids Bayard 4-1. Those winners moving on to state. Tonight in boys' sub-state final play in Class 3A at Glenwood, Glenwood will host Harlan. Also at Lamar's tonight, Bishop Heelan Catholic will play Lamar's. Those are 7 o'clock starts, the winners advancing to state. Class 4A, Sioux City North plays Sioux City East. That's in Sioux City, with the winner moving on to the state tourney. Well, Shelby Miller threw 6 shutout innings, and Alan Craig drove in a pair of runs, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night, as Miller broke out of a 3-start slump with one of his finest efforts of the season. He had given up 10 earned runs in 12 and two-thirds innings over his previous 3 starts. He was working on 12 days rest and gave up just 3 hits, striking out 6, walking only 1, as he becomes the third St. Louis starter to reach double digits in wins, joining Adam Wainwright and Lance Lynn. The Cards have won 4 out of 5, 10 of their last 13. Edward Mujica picked up his 29th save in that contest. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Cincinnati and San Francisco split a doubleheader with the Reds winning 9-3 and the Giants taking a 5-3 victory. Pittsburgh beat Washington 5-1, the Mets over Atlanta 4-1, San Diego beat Milwaukee 6-2, Miami topping Colorado 4-2, and Arizona 10-4 winners over the Chicago Cubs. In the American League, Bruce Chen tossed 6 strong innings. Greg Holland pitched out of a 9th-inning jam, and the Kansas City Royals held on to beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-2 last night. That loss snaps the Orioles' season-best 5-game winning streak. Holland, who logged his 25th save, gave up a leadoff single in the 9th to Nick Markakis and a run-producing triple to Adam Jones with nobody out. But Holland was able to preserve the victory by striking out Chris Davis and then getting the next 2 batters on groundouts to end the ballgame. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Tampa Bay 6-2, the Yankees over Texas 5-4, Detroit beat Chicago 6-2, Houston over Oakland 5-4, Minnesota in 10 innings, a 10-3 winner over the LA Angels, Seattle beat Cleveland 4-3. One interleague contest saw the Dodgers beat Toronto 10-9. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Omaha winning twice yesterday. They beat Oklahoma City 4-3 in 11 innings as they completed a suspended game and then won the regular contest 3-2. Also, Iowa winner over New Orleans by a final of 1-0. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates will spend the next 2 weeks without their closer as they try to secure their first playoff berth in 21 years. The Bucks have placed National League saves leader Jason Grilley on the 15-day disabled list with a right forearm strain. The All-Star suffered the injury in the 9th inning of Monday's win over Washington. Grilley has left the team to return to Pittsburgh and will be examined by team doctors. The All-Star right-hander is 0-1 with a .234 earned run average in 30 saves. Manager Clint Hurdle said Mark Melanson will assume the closer's role in Grilley's absence. Also, another contender has bolstered its bullpen as the Baltimore Orioles have acquired Francisco Rodriguez from the Brewers for minor league infielder Nick Delmonico. The 31-year-old Rodriguez is 1-1 with 10 saves and a .109 earned run average in 25 appearances this season. He saved a major league record 62 games in 2008. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp thinks that suspended Milwaukee slugger Ryan Braun should be stripped of his 2011 National League MVP award. Kemp finished second to Braun in the balloting that year before Braun tested positive for elevated testosterone. Major League Baseball attempted to suspend Braun for the failed drug test, but the penalty was overturned by an arbitrator who ruled Braun's urine sample was handled improperly. Braun agreed Monday to a 65-game suspension for unspecified violations of baseball's drug rules and their labor contracts. San Diego Padres manager Bud Black says starting pitcher Jason Marquis has a completely torn ligament in his right elbow and will undergo Tommy John surgery as soon as next week, ending his season. Marquis opened up the season 9-2 but lost three straight decisions over his final six starts before landing on the disabled list on Sunday. St. Louis right-hander Chris Carpenter has been slowed in his attempt to come back from neck and shoulder nerve damage, and he'll skip his next rehab start. Carpenter has experienced numbness in his right hand since allowing four runs and nine hits in 3 1/3 innings for the Cardinals' AAA club at Memphis on Saturday. Reigning American League Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera sat out the Detroit Tigers game against the Chicago White Sox because of an injured left hip. Cabrera left Monday night's 7-3 win over Chicago in the fifth inning with what the team initially called a sore hip flexor muscle. Tigers manager Jim Leland wouldn't say Tuesday how concerned the team is about Cabrera's injury or if putting him on the disabled list is a possibility. All-Star second baseman Dustin Pedroia is reportedly close to agreeing to a mega money deal with the Red Sox. A person with knowledge of the talk says Pedroia is in the process of agreeing to a deal with Boston, adding $100 million over seven seasons through 2021. Matt Garza will make his Texas Rangers debut tonight against the New York Yankees 2 days after he was acquired from the Chicago Cubs. Garza was 5-0 with a 1.24 earned run average in his last six starts for the Cubs. Mariners manager Eric Wedge missed his second straight game Tuesday against Cleveland, a day after suffering a dizzy spell during batting practice that landed him in the hospital. Wedge continued to undergo testing on Tuesday after spending a night in the hospital. In football news, Alex Smith started taking his first snaps of training camp as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Smith and the rest of the Chiefs quarterbacks reported to camp yesterday on the campus of Missouri Western, ahead of the veterans who will report Thursday. The first full squad practice is set for Friday. The Chiefs acquired Smith from the San Francisco 49ers this past offseason, reaching an agreement on a trade of draft picks even before the new league year began. Smith had flourished over the past 2 years, but was hurt last season and then lost his job to Colin Kaepernick. He watched from the sideline as Kaepernick led the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Now he's the number one quarterback for the Chiefs, and no one is looking over his shoulder. Chief safety Sanders Cummings fractured his left collarbone in his first practice of training camp when he landed on it while trying to defend a pass. The fifth-round draft pick jumped to defend tight end Tony Moyaki and landed hard on one of the practice fields at Missouri Western State University yesterday. Cummings immediately walked off the field and was taken for x-rays that revealed the break. Cummings wasn't wearing shoulder pads because players are barred from wearing them for the first three practices under terms of the most recent collective bargaining agreement. The Chiefs hadn't yet scheduled surgery Tuesday night, and a team spokesman said it wasn't known how long Cummings will be out. He was expected to provide depth in a secondary that underwent a massive overhaul this past offseason. Well, the New York Jets have agreed to terms on a one-year deal with veteran kicker Billy Cundiff. He'll compete with Nick Folk for the job in training camp. Cundiff was last with the San Francisco 49ers, who signed him during the playoffs last January to compete with a struggling David Akers, but he didn't play. A Pro Bowl pick in 2010, Cundiff is now with his 12th organization since being signed as an undrafted free agent by Dallas in 2002 out of Drake University in Des Moines. Cundiff is a former Harlan prep. The Jets also placed wide receiver Santonio Holmes on the physically unable to perform list. Practice begins Friday for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the club got some good news by his running back Maurice Jones-Drew was cleared by team doctors to practice. He underwent surgery last December to correct a problem that caused him to miss the last 10 games of the season. He missed all of the team's off-season workouts and OTAs in the spring, but had vowed that he would be ready for the start of training camp. Jags coach Gus Bradley says the club will be smart in how it uses the NFL's 2011 rushing leader. And the Buffalo Bills have released defensive lineman Mark Anderson just 1 year after he signed a four-year deal with the team. Anderson agreed to a four-year, $21 million contract with Buffalo last year after a 10-sack performance with New England in 2011, but his injury-plagued season saw him play in just five games with 12 tackles and one sack. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.